Possible name changes for campuses are no longer part of a Senate bill that would drastically cut tuition at five UNC system schools and fix tuition at others. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
Every so often, the idea comes up of putting the UNC moniker on the names of state universities that struggle with enrollment. That happened to UNC Pembroke, formerly Pembroke State University, in 1996. This bill had many alums of some of the state's historically black universities worried their schools' names would disappear. But the bill sponsor, Tom Apodaca, says the bill no longer deals with the naming of schools. Senator Gladys Robinson told him she's relieved.
A lot of people really sweated to get these universities up and running.
Absolutely.
And name is all some of us have left. So I really appreciate you taking that out.
When the bill was filed earlier this month, it called on the UNC system to evaluate what effect names had on schools as far as the number, academic strength, and diversity of student applications. Robinson says the bill is still suspect to her. It would reduce tuition at five UNC system schools to $500 per semester, three of them HBCUs. Apodaca says he hopes that will boost enrollment at those schools. It would also lock in tuition for 4 years at UNC system schools, so students wouldn't have to worry about tuition hikes midway through their college stints. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.